Dear viewers, sneezing is also an important action, and there are also sunnahs and manners of sneezing. Sadly, majority of Muslims are unaware of this because of being distant from the Madani environment. Whenever they feel the urge to sneeze, they sneeze loudly. Whenever they have a runny nose, they blow it. This shouldn't be the case. We should try and learn the sunnahs and manners of sneezing too. Let's learn few sunnahs and manners. When sneezing, lower your head, cover your face, and sneeze in a low voice. Sneezing with a loud voice is foolishness. Sayyiduna Ubadah bin Samit, Shaddad bin Aus, and Sayyiduna Wathila radiallahu anhum narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when someone feels the urge to belch or sneeze, they should not raise their voice, because it is liked by Satan that the voice of sneezing of belching is raised. When you sneeze and say Alhamdulillah, the angels will say Rabbil Alameen. And if you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then the infallible angels will make this dua, Yarhamukallah, means may Allah have mercy on you. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when someone sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, the angels say Rabbil Alameen. And if someone says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then the infallible angels say Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. It is sunnah to say Alhamdulillah after sneezing. It is better to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And it is wajib for the listener to say Yarhamukallah, may Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you, immediately in an audible voice so that the one who sneezed can hear. If he delays in replying, he will become a sinner. The sin will not be forgiven by merely replying. No, he has to repent as well. Upon hearing Yarhamukallah, the person who sneezed should say Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, i.e. may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us and you, or say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum, i.e. may Allah Azza wa Jal guide and reform you. The one sneezing should praise Allah, like say Alhamdulillah audibly, so that someone may listen and reply to it, thus both will be rewarded. The reply Yarhamukallah is wajib on the first sneeze. If one sneezing says Alhamdulillah on the second sneeze as well, it is not wajib to reply. Rather, it is mustahab. Sayyiduna Ayas bin Salama radiallahu anhuma narrated from his father, a man sneezed when he was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I was there too. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Yarhamukallah. The man sneezed again. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is suffering from cold. The reply is wajib only the one sneezing says Alhamdulillah. If he does not say Alhamdulillah, then it is not wajib to reply. Sayyiduna Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, whoever among you sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, you should reply with Yarhamukallah for him. If he does not say Alhamdulillah, then you shouldn't say Yarhamukallah either. A man should respond to the sneeze of an elderly woman in a loud tone, and he should respond to the sneeze of a young woman quietly. However, the voice should be loud enough so that the one who is responding can hear his own voice. If one sneezes on the other side of the wall and says Alhamdulillah, then the one hearing it should reply. If someone sneezes during Salah, he shouldn't say Alhamdulillah. If you are offering Salah, meanwhile someone sneezes and you reply, your Salah will become fasid, your Salah will become invalid. If a kafir, if an unbeliever says Alhamdulillah upon sneezing, one should reply Yahdikallah, May Allah guide you. O our beloved Allah, grant us the tawfiq to act upon the sunnahs and manners of sneezing. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.